Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 24th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Indian telco giant Jio Platforms launched the Jio Book, its first laptop. It costs 15,799 Indian rupees, about 190 US dollars, runs a custom Android-based OS called Jio OS, and ships with bundled apps including Microsoft 365 services. Inside, it uses a Qualcomm 8-core processor, 2 gigabytes of RAM, and ships with an embedded 4G LTE SIM. According to data from the Chinese government, chip imports in the country fell 12.4% in the year in September to 47.6 billion chips. For the first 9 months of 2022, imports fell 12.8% on the year. China's National Bureau of Statistics separately reported that domestic chip output fell 16.4% in the year in September to 26.1 billion units, with overall 2022 output down 10.8% through September. The Republican National Committee filed a lawsuit against Google in a U.S. district court in California, alleging the company put its campaign emails in spam folders for Gmail users. Google launched an opt-in pilot program to keep campaign emails out of spam folders in Gmail back in September, which received approval from the Federal Election Commission. Axios' sources say the RNC is not enrolled in this program. The Washington Post sources say Elon Musk has told investors he was going to cut 75% of Twitter's staff once he took over the company. The sources also said Twitter planned to cut 25% of staff anyway before Musk took over. According to an internal Twitter memo seen by Bloomberg, it says there are no plans for layoffs, but it doesn't know anything about Musk's plans once he takes over. Apple confirmed that its vice president of industrial design, Evans Hanke, will leave the company 3 years after she replaced Johnny Ive in the role. Hanke will stay on for another 6 months. Apple did not yet name a replacement. Bloomberg sources say Apple's head of design for software and user interfaces, Alan Dye, will remain with the company, and that Airbnb's vice president of design, Gary Butcher, will return to work at Apple. Microsoft released a beta of PC Manager for Windows 10, which aggregates management tools for startup apps, storage, and running tasks in a single location. It includes a cleanup scan to find large and infrequently used files and apps on a PC, with a boost button to clear out temporary files. It also provides an easy way to switch a default browser. OnePlus announced the Nord N300 5G, a $228 smartphone that includes 33-watt wired fast charging and a 6.5-inch 90Hz 720p display. Inside, it uses a mid-range MediaTek Dimensity 810 SoC with 4GB of RAM. It's available from T-Mobile on November 3rd. The Indian news outlet The Wire retracted a story that accused Meta of granting an Indian politician access to its cross-check system to remove posts on its platform on demand, citing certain discrepancies in emails cited in the piece. Meta previously said evidence used in the report was fabricated. The publication said, "We are still reviewing the entire matter, including the possibility that it was deliberately sought to misinform or deceive The Wire." Iran's Atomic Energy Organization claims that a group acting on behalf of a foreign country broke into its network, obtaining access to its email system. The group Black Reward claims responsibility for the attack, leaking 50 gigabytes of emails on its Telegram channel. It's unclear if this contained classified information. Security researchers frequently publish proof-of-concept code for software vulnerabilities on GitHub. These help the security community verify fixes or determine the scope of a bug. According to a new technical paper from the Leiden Institute of Advanced Computer Science, some of these are faked POCs that actually include malware themselves. Looking at over 47,000 repositories from 2017 to 2021, researchers found 4,893 deemed malicious, delivering malware ranging from remote access trojans to Cobalt Strike. Apple informed developers that app-related ads will begin appearing in the App Store's Today tab and the You Might Also Like section on app listings as of October 25th. Ads will roll out in all countries, excluding China. These will appear with a blue background and mark with an ad icon. The Today tab previously only featured content picked by Apple's editorial staff. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple ramped up testing on an Apple Silicon-based Mac Pro desktop. These would reportedly feature options for M2 Ultra and M2 Extreme chips, offering between 24 and 48 CPU cores and 76 and 152 graphics cores, with support for up to 256 gigabytes of unified memory. Gurman does not expect the Mac Pro to launch until 2023. He also expects M2-based 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros and Mac Minis to launch within the coming months. And finally, Steam hit a new record for concurrent users, breaking the 30 million mark for the first time, with 30,032,005 users on October 23rd. For context, throughout 2022, Steam consistently sees between 27 million and 29 million concurrent users. Concurrent players at that time hit 8.5 million, below the record of 9.27 million set up September 2022. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.